Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Hello, and welcome back to the Double Dutch Rudder Podcast. I am your host, as always. It's been a while since I've done this, so, hey, thought I needed to get back into it, but I thought I'd talk a little bit this time around about, something that I have been experiencing, been wanting to get back in touch with my music collection, and I've noticed that these days I just run into choice paralysis. Now, if you don't know what that is, there's a state of inaction caused by having too many options and being overwhelmed by the decision-making process, which I think most of us can probably relate to. But with that being said, what I decided to do about it was I decided to go and get myself a good old-fashioned MP3 player. Actually, these days they're called DAPs, or digital audio players, so I guess that's the new school, and the new school term for headphones is IEMs, in-ear monitors. So I went out and got myself a nice little Android-based digital audio player, a DAP, and got myself some IEMs, and I have to say, it has been an enjoyable experience. Now, I don't have anything against streaming services and things like that, you know. I understand why people use Spotify and Apple Music and stuff like that. Like, I have an Apple Music account, and I usually use it to find new music and things like that, you know, bands I've never heard of and stuff like that. But I have a lot of music of my own, and so I just kind of wanted to get back in touch with it because, you know, I've kind of felt, I don't know, a little bored with music, so I thought having something where I was kind of forced to listen to my own collection and really kind of explore it a little bit more. Now, there are apps out there, like if you're a Plex user, you have a Plex Media server at your house, there's an app out there called PlexAmp that you can use, and that's a really great way to get in touch with your music as well, because it does a good job of kind of surfacing things you don't listen to in a while. It puts together automatic mixes for you and things like that. It does a lot of the things that streaming services do, but with your own music, which is really nice. But I wanted something a little bit simpler, something where I could just basically hit random and have it play music from my collection. So it'll just play whatever with no particular motive in mind. And it's been a really enjoyable experience. I will say with my DAP, it's been interesting because it's Android-based, and I haven't used Android in several years, but an iPhone user for quite a while now. So there's that. But other than that, I mean, it's been a really fun experience. And using wired headphones again is kind of interesting. You know, I do use Bluetooth headphones and things like that. One of the reasons why I went with the Android-based player is because it would work well with my Bluetooth headphones that I do have. So, but it's been very freeing and interesting to kind of just have stuff I haven't heard in forever played. So I'm kind of curious as, you know, to what you guys do, you know, what you guys think, because, you know, it's do you feel kind of the same way, where you're just kind of bored with music and you're trying to find a new way to interact with it? And what do you guys do? I guess that's really kind of the question. By the way, in case you were wondering, our outro song today playing is a song of mine, actually. It's called Sunset. I do have an album out there. You can go out there and listen to it and buy it. It's on all the streaming services. If you want to throw a few shekels my way, you know, feel free to buy it. It's called Shadows and Ghosts, the Electronic Collection by me, Corey Miller. So, you know, feel free to check it out. You know, let me know what you think about that, too. As always, we're on Facebook. I am also on Blue Sky. I'm not on any other social media other than that. So if you want to reach out, feel free to reach out through there. Otherwise, talk to you next time. Thank you.